All right. Welcome to episode 12 of the Garrett Murray Podcast.
Straight up in that.
Yeah, here we are.
All right.
And how are you? Good?
You know, life's a little loud, isn't it? Usually you've dipped the music, but
yeah. Yeah, no, we're going to have to, I read something today that Kotke wrote that podcasts shouldn't have intros.
Oh.
Yeah, or like music between the segments, so.
At all?
No, he said like none.
So,
and,
where does it go then?
Yeah, apparently I don't know. I mean, I like it, so I want to keep it, but right. This way it's kind of best of both worlds, you know, just put it underneath and we won't waste the time, you know.
Oh, okay, so it's all going to be up right here then.
Yeah.
All right, so can you... So we have to keep it at this volume, is that
right?
What you're
saying? Yeah. Well, because I want the full experience of the music, you know.
Uh-huh.
To finish it. So.
Okay. So all right. So your every intro is sort of
a yeah. They're all
here.
Just together. Yeah.
All right. Well, so it's okay. How long is this gonna go on for?
The average show is 20 minutes.
Right.
You take the musical things together. I would say 4-5 solid minutes.
So we just got to deal with this for 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean. Happening there, but that's the gist of it. It's all intros from this point on. They'll all be together,
right?
Yeah,
that one wasn't even
that's not even from the show. I don't know what that is.
All right, well, this could work. It's a new vibe, you know.
Yeah, it seems normal.
I'm fine with it. So today, I can't concentrate.
No,
that's the thing. It's a little loud.
What were we gonna talk about?
Should we just cut it here then?
Technically that's not all of them, is that?
Yeah, I would hate to cut any of it though, you know?
Yeah,
it's also good.
It's classic guitar. It's, I don't know what that. Yeah, no, it's pretty good stuff. I mean, I feel like if we cut it, we're kind of doing a disservice to everybody.
I mean, I would guess, top of my head, you know, 50% of our listeners listen for the music exclusively.
Right.
So why lose that,
audience? Yeah, I mean, then does that mean that the rest of this has to be, like, real content? Is that... But the musical bumpers are, like, how we space it out to make it seem like there's...
I mean, this would be a 5-minute show without the music.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous now, actually.
Oh, boy.
And now, how do we end this? Where do we go from here?
Can we use breathing? Can we put breathing in between?
We can try it. Let's.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Let's just here. Okay. So have you seen, there's a new store near my apartment. It's a used clothing store.
I've seen it. I haven't shopped there.
Yeah. I don't know why this is happening all over the place. I mean, I guess it's a hipster thing and they want to wear used clothes but pay top dollar for them. So I'm just like, asinine.
Right.
And, but, you know, the store bothers me in the sense that there's a store like this. But what really bothers me is there's a sign above the door that has vexed me from the moment they opened, and it says Urbini I Booty on it. Those are the words.
Isn't that the character from Harry Potter?
I have no idea. I don't know what
I think
this
it's
is.
Hermione.
Yeah, Hermione, right. This says Urbini I Booty.
Urbini I Booty.
Yeah. So we would walk, you know, Kotke and I would walk by the sign, you know, for the couple of weeks that it was open, and every time we'd walk by I would go, Urbini I Booty, Urbini I Booty. What does that mean? What does that mean? And finally, one day, I lost it, and I walked into the store, and I walked up to the counter, and I said, this is a really embarrassing question, but you got a sign out front, and the guy goes, yeah, sign, and I was like, yeah, okay, the sign says Urbini I Booty, what does that mean? And he looked at me for a second, I don't think he understood English very well, and he goes, you park? this your park car? You parked this car? And I said, no. And he's like, you can't park there. Signs say no park. I said, that's where Urbaniai Booty meets. He goes, no. Is that your van? And I looked down. There was a van parked right there. And I was like, no. It's not my van. Urbaniai Booty. And he goes, no. No park. And so then he called another guy over. And the other guy goes, yes, what? And I go, your sign says Urbaniai Booty. What does that mean? And he goes, is that your van out there? And I gave up. And I was laughing so hard because they had no idea what I was talking about. And I still don't know what Urbaniai Booty means.
Maybe it means like I park my van illegally in some weird language.
Yeah, I have no idea. And I think it might just be made up to get people to come into the store, you know?
But like, the people get so frustrated that they end up wanting to be like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's just like you. Did you buy anything?
No, of course not. No.
That's kind of hilarious. But you never found out what Urbaniai by Booty means.
Yeah, I checked Google because I thought maybe it's like a, you know, an in joke that I'm not part of, but no results.
But so these are foreign hipsters?
Yeah. Well, the people who run it, I think, probably aren't, but the people who have working there are, which is, I guess, a classic American classic American commerce setup.
Right. You know? So usually those like boutique shops actually have genuine, like, you know.
Yeah, the hipster ones tend to, because they're as interested in selling it as they are in wearing it.
Right.
Which is strange, but...
Well, genuine, at least, sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
It's a strange word to choose with that culture, but... Yeah.
It's very strange.
It's interesting you say, like, the attitude that they had was like, is your van? Or like, you know, what do you want? Like, this very rushed sort of, like, attendant kind of attitude.
Right.
That's a very common thing. And it's not just in clothing stores, it's just any store. There's some of this hectic attitude. There's this deli right near where I work. And you can't, like, I've learned that you can't really, like, walk in there and scope it out, or else you will buy something.
Right.
Because they make you buy something. They have like this, like, hot food bar that they serve you from. Like, it's not like a self-serve thing.
Yeah.
And a sushi bar right next to it. So you walk up there, and the guy's like... you know, he's like, okay, what you want? You want a rice? What, the chicken here? Right? He pulls out a thing and starts pouring chicken into it. Like, oh, no, I'm just looking. I'm just like, oh, you want the shrimp? And he'll start doing the shrimp. And then, no, noodles?
It's noodles.
And then I'll be like, I'm not sure. And then I'll look at the sushi, and they're like, well, I'll make you anything you want. What do you want? The sushi?
They're just doing rolls.
Yeah. He's starting to make a roll.
Yeah.
And it's a little out of control. And then eventually I feel like he's got a whole plate of food for me already. I'm like, all right, fine.
I'll take
and
it.
And I'll just, yeah.
$38.
Yeah. No, everything's $5. $5. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I guess that's a common, you know, I think that a lot of times in delis they tend to, the attitude is that you're always busy, even if you're not.
Right.
So like if you go into a place and there's no one in there, and you go, yeah, I like a sandwich. They're like, what do you want on a bat? Well, what do you want on a bat? You want a toasted? No toasted? You want mayo? What about mayo? Do you want mayo? Did you say mayo? I didn't hear. Did you say mayo? And they're slapping meat everywhere. And...
But that is the thing too. They're not actually listening.
No,
like,
they don't care.
Next. Yeah. What do you want? And then you'll tell them the whole thing. And you're like, that's all. They'll ask you all the options. And then by the time they get to your sandwich, have forgotten. And I've had people make me entirely different sandwiches than I even asked for.
Yeah.
Asking me the questions they already asked me.
Right.
Like, why? You can't multitask. Don't pretend you can.
Yeah, well, that's my biggest... I'm always afraid of that when I go into a deli, and I'm like, you know, there's a line of people, and I hear him go, yeah, what do you want? And then he goes, immediately just goes, okay, next. And then he gets that order. And then he goes, next. And he gets that order. And he says right to me, next. And I always go, oh, I'm still thinking. Because I know that if he takes that order, that's four that he doesn't know how to do. And, you know, it's not going to happen.
And they know they can't remember that.
Right, because they just immediately ask again.
Right.
It's a total waste of time.
That's why I like the, a few places have this, where they have the sheets of paper and the wax pencil.
Yes.
I don't know, it's always a wax pencil.
I don't know why.
You circle your options and you give it to them. There's no messing around there,
right?
You know, it's just, they don't have to ask any questions. They don't have to even know English.
Yeah, no human contact whatsoever. That's how I prefer it.
Right, yeah. I'd prefer not to speak to these people.
Yeah, if I could get it to be a robot, that would actually be the best option. You just feed it into its mouth and it poops out a sandwich.
But you know that wouldn't work either. It would you'd end up getting it and the sandwich would be like the inside of the bread would be on the outside, you know, and like the mayo would be somewhere out, wasn't supposed to be. And
I like the idea there'd be like robots are just doing things completely inside out.
I don't trust robots.
The meat's on the outside, the bread's on the inside, and it just keeps going, does not compute, does not compute.
Yeah. I want all robots to have voice. output capability, yes. even if it is not necessary.
Absolutely.
Even all appliances really should have.
Right.
Toasters, computers should all talk to you.
And they should all say the things that you're glad they can't say right now.
Right.
Like the refrigerator would go, I'm powering up for cooling, you know, in the middle of the night. It'd be really scary. Because you know how refrigerators just kind of click on
right.
from time to time? Would you imagine that if it was just cooling starting now? In the middle of the night, you'd be all with your covers up to your face. And then your alarm clock would go, you will be awoken soon by me.
You'd be terrified of it. That'd you would awesome. Never go near that thing.
Yeah, that would be. That's my dream.
Currently cooling turkey. Yeah. All the things that it's.
Oven preheating for heat. I don't know what an oven would say.
That's what it would say. That's
pretty much it, yeah.
And now, a grizzly bear crank calls a convenience store.
Hello, 24-hour convenience store. Who is this? Hello? What does that mean? What are you saying to me? You want a sandwich? Was it bologna? Is this a grizzly bear? Who is this? You better stop calling me. Last chance, buddy.
So this problem I've been having is that I say things on this podcast and, you know, a funny story or something, a joke, whatever. It's not, you know, and in real life, when I'm talking to people, I say funny things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is I'm saying the same thing in real life as I'm saying in the podcast.
Saying on the podcast.
And I either start something in real life and then bring it to the podcast, or I say something in the podcast. Because this is really inseparable from my real life. It's I make strange observations here right. and I do in real life.
Right.
There's no real difference.
Yeah.
So I even you know we even recite the news to each other much
yeah,
like
all
that
the time.
Bit
yeah you and just
right yeah that's literally just a be recorded
yeah that was a phone call
right so it's becoming a little embarrassing. It's like I feel like I'm recycling material, but really I'm not. I mean, you know, if you have like three groups of friends, it's totally legitimate to say the same joke
of course
to each group.
Absolutely,
because why would I put myself to having to make up new jokes.
Right.
But unfortunately, a lot of people, my friends, listen to this podcast. So they hear it, and then I try to play it off like real material in real life, and they've heard it before.
Yeah.
And it's kind of embarrassing. And it's not intentional, because I feel like, you know, I'm not really trying to recycle jokes.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, well.
I go out of my way to recycle jokes, actually.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if they work, they work, you know? I've been telling that same drunk story for like, you know, 4 or 5 years now, so.
Right, well, one day, one podcast episode, you should do the 30-minute version of that, and that should be the final time you ever do it.
But I was actually hoping that by the time that happened, we would get feedback where someone said, I have a funny story for you, and it would be my story. I mean, I know I talk about that a lot, that my goal is to tell that story so many times that eventually someone tells it to me.
Right.
And I just act like I don't know, and like, wow, great story.
And you destroy them.
Yeah, that's a lie.
but yeah, so it's a problem I'm having, and so I just need everyone who listens to this and also knows me in real life to please forgive me or ignore the jokes that I recycle.
I thought for a split second you were gonna say like everyone in real life who knows me and listens to this, you go to hell.
you go yeah, straight to
you
hell.
You just go straight to hell, mom. You know, like I'm tired of it. I'm tired of you catching me for repeating jokes, you jerks.
Yeah, my mom's really, she was like, you said that on the podcast.
Your mom's always calling you on jokes. I've heard that before.
Yeah, no, she's brutal about it. She's like, new material. In the middle of no, she doesn't.
She uses that you know, that big wooden hook that they use on old time shows to pull people off stage. She's constantly just following you around, yanking you around.
Yeah, actually, well, she does the, like, the on the Apollo, really. Yeah. It's less the hook and more she dances and the sirens
she
go
wears
off.
The clown outfit.
Yeah.
And she just yanks you off stage and everybody boos.
Yeah. Or what? What? Is that what they say? And now, a xylophone crank calls a convenience store.
Hello, 24-hour convenience. Who is this? I don't have time for this right now. What is this? What? That is very rude, sir. Is this a xylophone calling me? How did you dial? If you'd tell me what you want, I'll get it for you. I'm hanging up. No, I'm hanging up. Don't take that tone with me. What, mozzarella sticks? What'd you say? Salami sandwich? No. Wait. Filet of fish? Breakfast burritos. Breakfast burritos? Is that what you're saying? No, I'm hanging up. I don't care. I'm hanging up.
Well, Sean, that's the end of episode 12.
Crap.
Yep, it's over.
Gosh, damn it.
You know, I just wanted to point out that this is episode 12, and
it's lucky been, number 12.
Yeah, it's been less than a year since the release of episode 1.
Wow.
Which means that we have bested our goal was to at least do one episode per year. And per year.
I cannot do math. So we're good for 12 years now.
Yeah,
we can take breaks.
Yep, we'll see you in 20. Math is a problem for me. No, but we've bested our goal of doing at least one episode per month. So, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, good
it's
work.
It's really just you're congratulating me.
Yeah.
And I'm congratulating you.
Right.
Congratulations.
So it's, yeah, we've
But 12 is a good. Long way. We've come so far.
Yes, I would say this is it getting better every time. Is that fair?
Each time, yeah.
Yeah.
Exponentially.
And now we can do a clip show.
We could.
Which
we could
people love. Yeah, people love clip shows.
I wonder if anyone would be able to tell if we took, like, not even full bits, but just, like, sentences from each podcast, put them together.
And made new material out of it.
Completely new material.
Just random sentence fragments?
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, so then the topic would not even be consistent. But I think that, I honestly think that that would work, given the nature of our show.
Right.
So whatever happened to that first episode, anyway?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So episode 12 in the... What was it in the can? I'm going to say in the garbage can.
In the garbage can. Yep. Good. In the virtual garbage can.
Yep. It's done.
Episode 12. Is that a garbage can sound? What kind of garbage can do you have?
I thought we'd end
Atomic
with
Atomic bomb garbage can.
I thought we'd end on an explosion.
Oh, that was an explosion.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It was in the distance.
Yeah. It was one of those realistic sound effects.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And now, a grizzly bear crank calls a xylophone.
Hello, 20 Park. Oh, damn it. What, are you working together now? Who is this? Wait. Hello? Wait. Salami sandwich?